We were talking last week about how LeBron James named his kid after himself.
You know, he calls him Bronny. Mm-hmm. So it's not, hey, you know, LeBron Jr. I mean, it's Bronny. But I mean, when you're like in the conversation of one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Michael Jordan's got a son, I believe, named Michael.
Well,
I mean, and
it's a little less conspicuous. I mean, his son is 14 years old, and he did it because he didn't have a dad. So he said, whenever I have a kid, he's not only going to be a junior, but I'm going to do everything my dad, you know. So he had this deeper reason, but maybe he didn't anticipate or maybe that he would be such an amazing.
In high school, LeBron James was being courted by everybody. He knew he was going to be huge, but you really sap your kid with. That's a heavy thing to carry around your neck. Your father's
right.
LeBron
There's a lot
James.
You can't even attempt to play basketball.
I remember when I did pitch
Does
hit
he
and
play
run.
Basketball?
Yeah, he's going to get he's being courted by a bunch of schools right now. And so you can go to Vegas and bet where he's going to go to college. I think UCLA, Duke, Kentucky are some of the big contenders. I remember when I did pitch hit and run, Pete Rose's son was there, Pete Rose Jr.
Oh, wow.
It's tough to have a name like that.
Absolutely.
So listen, my daughter, when she was born, I should have her middle name should be my mother's middle name, which was Marguerite.
What's your mother's first name?
Dolores.
Dolores.
Right.
You didn't want it to be that?
No. That's sort of old fashioned. Marguerite kind of sounded like a drink a little bit, and it had my mom. And I didn't do that. And sometimes I think, I should have, that would have helped my mom, you know, every
Stay
time, you know,
there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. And so you talk name regrets, not as big as LeBron and Bronny or, you know, a Michael Jordan naming his kid Michael Jordan or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Ving Rhames fans, I may have gotten that one wrong too. I don't know.
Well, LeBron's kid though could say, hey, call me that, you know, or
call me Skip.
Even Bronny. Yeah. He can sort of give himself a different.
What about you? You wanted a name, I guess, if it was a boy, Zion or
something. Zion.
And
as a
I always go Zion and you knock
Zion.
It down Zion.
Because the national park is pronounced Zion like lion.
Right. Okay.
Or Clark.
Look, mommy, look at that lion.
Yeah.
Right.
Clark or Zion, two totally different names.
Right.
One was going to be a lawyer, one was going to be in a band.
One was going to be white, one was going to be black.
Exactly. So thankfully we had a daughter. There were no problem. We both knew Dahlia was going to be her name.
Right.
Middle name is my mom's name, Donata. But I wanted to add, Robbie's mother passed away 3 or 4 months after Dahlia was born. And I really regret that I didn't add her name, and I wanted to, but Robbie was adamant about it. No,
that would have been
wanna.
Like a really attack. You know, like four names.
Yeah, I don't mind that though.
No, and it's kind of
cool. I
think
it's fun. Yeah,
I like when people have four or five names.
Right. I always add my confirmation name. I'm Marianne Lee Priscilla Grace Sirk.
There you go. You went above and beyond.
Right, but yeah. So I sort of regret it. I told him about it the other day, and he's like, "Oh no," he still doesn't want it. But after I gave birth to her and did all the work, I remember filling out the paperwork in the hospital bed, being like, you know, I could add it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I just did all the heavy lifting.
That's when you have the most clout is after you push that bowling ball out. If you're going to get it done, that's the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's like when you're president, right after the election, get it going on.
Yeah. Pardon people.
That's when it gets that's when you got your strongest right there.
Right, right.
Anybody else out there said, man, I should have went with Chester.
Right. The molester.
I wanted I went and told my dad, I had a friend at school named John. I wanted to be John.
Really?
John McEwen.
Very simple name.
He laughed. Nope. That ain't going to happen.
You're Chris.
I stayed with Chris. Talking about name regrets. And it's like my brother said a long time ago, if you want to name your kid a weird name, just don't tell everybody because they'll try and talk you out of it.
Yeah. And so then you know how much they hate it.
Name them that bizarre name before anybody can
complain.
My brother wanted to go with Dylan and something else. And I'm like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of Dylans.
Yeah.
And I talked him out of it. So he went with Miles and Griffin. Now, there's probably a bunch of Miles.
My nephew is Miles.
Is that right?
And Mason is a big one, too. Hey, David.
What's up?
Hey, do you have name regrets?
Well, I found out a while back that my mom was originally going to name me David Guilford Spencer. But my dad stepped in and said, no way. We are not naming him that. So I got my dad's middle name, which is Raymond. So I'm David Raymond instead of David Guilford.
Guilford.
Ain't nothing wrong with Gilbert.
You could call him Gil.
Yeah. You're supposed to have a strange middle name.
That's right. That's the fun of middle names.
Thanks, man. what did somebody else say?
I love this one. I named my first daughter Samantha Magenta Klatt. She now goes by Magenta, and she just turned 30. And I love that name, Magenta.
You're digging Magenta, cool. Are you? I like names like days of the week. Hey, this is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, Thursday?
It's pronounced Thursday, Friday.
Especially in Baltimore, it's Thursday, Friday. So it's the name game and regrets. Some people do have some. Matt's got a pretty good story, it sounds like. What's happening, Matt? Thanks for calling Kirk and Marianne.
Hey, Kirk. Hey, Marianne. How's it going?
All good. So fill us in here.
My wife and another family member of hers were pregnant around the same time. And my wife had mentioned to her immediate family of the name she liked. And unfortunately, the other family member who was pregnant was due sooner and stole that bad boy.
No! That's horrible! Stole the name?
Yep, stole the name.
Well, what's the name?
Amelia, and we ended up renaming our daughter Charlotte.
Oh,
I like
Charlotte
both of those,
too.
Yeah, Amelia. And there's not a lot of Amelias. Ours... and a couple more. I don't know a lot of Amelias.
Amelia, it's a great name. Are you like bitter at all?
My wife was a little upset.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah.
We love the new name, and we agreed that if another one comes out a girl, we're going to
go back.
We're going to do it Amelia no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a trick.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, I told the
Man,
story before.
Man, I would be pissed if someone stole my baby name idea.
I think
in the family.
Oh, in the family, even more so.